死我。
I don't suppose you recorded any of those baboon sounds.
Yes, of course I did. Why?
I'd like very much to hear them.
Of course.
Mrs. Tully said she'll be here tomorrow morning at 10:30 to help you put everything away. She wanted to know if you wanted her to come back to work steady.
I got a letter from Mason about a week ago, just before we left Nairobi. He says that you've been working with a very complex drug that you brought back from Mexico. It hasn't been really tested yet. It's as dangerous as hell.
What else did Mason write you?
He says that over the past year, you've taken about 2 grams of that drug yourself, and that you had a very unusual instance of genetic regression about 3 months ago. You may have leukemia or lymphoma. He's been trying to get you into the hospital for a complete workup, but you've refused to go. He's worried stiff that you're cracking up. He thinks you're behaving very strangely. And he begged me to talk to you about this when you get back.
Mason is pathologically incapable of keeping his mouth shut.
He's worried about
it. He's also a stupid starch doctor.
Mason is a first-rate doctor.
It's not leukemia. Or any other kind of cancer. Let him do a liver spleen scan on me and a CAT scan. I have been probed, scoped, and palpated. Mason's had a mirror down my throat or up my ass every half hour for the last 3 months. And there is no evidence, no suggestion whatsoever of cancer. What else did Mason write you? Which of these has the bad vertical localizations on them?
I'd like to find you up.
What?
Did Mason write you during that instance? Lab every day, fractionating rats' brains. What the hell am I supposed to do while they're fractionating rats' brains?
Mommy.
Everybody thinks your father's going nuts.
Mommy,
I'm convinced the regression was triggered by another consciousness. When I was in the tank, I entered another consciousness. Another self. More primitive self, and the drug in some way triggered the externalization of that other more primitive self. At least look at my data.
Of course, I'll need it tomorrow afternoon.
Don't patronize.
I'm not.
It's not possible. I'm not mad, you know. I'm asking you to make a small quantum jump with me to accept one deviant concept. But our other states of consciousness are as real as our waking states. We have to be externalized. I'm not going to make any mistakes. I'm just getting part of this. I'm not millions of years.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine, homie. Oh, you don't miss her going in here.
Your judgment. You're so close, feelings are not relevant here. I don't. The
answer comes before the question.
Yeah.
I am opposition. The opposition that defines all organisms. And let me take this opportunity of replying to my creeping, sniveling organismic opponents on this world or any other. I am not a parasite. You do not give me anything I need. I need nothing. I need zero. Parasites are organisms I use. Basic to the Nova formula. Actually, the Nova formula is number. Image is time. Time is radioactive. Take your own planet. Now let us say I heat up the mold that surrounds you, right? I heat it up to a point where you cannot exist. I squeeze the mold tighter and tighter. The mold explodes. The white hot blast.
Yes, and fish.
The mold now
contains nothing.
I am.
Mr. DeMay, I venture to say that what you have just told us, interesting and enlightening as it may at first appear, is not altogether convincing. You begin by telling us we will not understand a statement, then go on to make a statement that I, for one, found quite understandable, in the course of which, however, you indulge in what can only be described as fabrications, quite as blatant as the fabrications I detected in the statement of Mr. Park. The misrepresentations of Mr. Park are now quite obvious as the maneuvers of an old Uber player. He pretended to be the leader of the Nova Mob, indulged in wildly provocative behavior. His mighty half Nelson descending again and again would carefully contrive awkward misspelling. SOS, God's sake, coming at me. In short, Mr. Martin summoned the Nova Police. He was not stupid enough to believe your promises, nor did we
shape without form, shade without color, paralyzed force, gesture without motion.
Last of meeting places.
together and avoid speech. Gathered on the beach of the Tumen River.
Between the essence and the descent falls in shadow.
For thine is the kingdom.
for thine is the...
Gonna walk up to Kurtz.
I can't think of any more dialogue today.
Go with Elliot.
It's grand.
Thank you.
to make it launch. The section was first published here in the University of Chicago in 1959. And this led to the publication of the Olympia edition in Paris. The heat closing in. I can feel the heat closing in. Feel them out there making their moves, setting up their devil doll stool pigeons, crooning over my spoon and dropper I throw away at Washington Square Station. Fall to turnstile and two flights down the iron stairs, catching uptown A-trains. Young, good-looking crew cut, Ivy League advertising exec type fruit, holds the door back for me. I'm evidently his idea of a character. You know that type. Comes on with bartenders and cab drivers talking about Wright folks and the Dodgers. Calls a counterman in Needix by his first name. A real asshole. And right on time, this narcotics dick in a white trench coat. Imagine tailing somebody in a white trench coat. Hit the platform. I can hear the way he would say it, holding my outfit in his left hand, right hand on his knees. I think you dropped something, fella. But the subway is moving. So long, Flatfoot. I yell, giving the fruit his B production. I look into the fruit's eyes, take in the white teeth, forward it down. $200 shark skin suit, button down Brooks Brothers shirt, and carrying the nails of the crown. Only thing I read is the letter. Thanks, kid, I say. I can see you're one of our own. His face lights up like a pinball machine with stupid pink padding. On me, he did, I said morosely. Grass is English, speech slang, and I drew closer and laid my dirty, junky fingers on his shark skin sleeve. And us blood brothers in the same dirty meat. I can tell you in confidence he was due for a hot shot. This is a capital poison, and so an addict is junk for liquidation. Ever see a hot shot hit, kid? I saw the Gimp catch one in Philly. He rigged his rub in the one-way whorehouse mirror and charged Ososki to watch it. He never got the needle out of his arm. They don't shot it right. That's the way they find them. Dropper full of clotted blood hanging out of a blue arm. Look at his eyes when it hit. Kid, it must taste. Recollect when I'm traveling with the Vigilante, best shake man in the industry, down in Chi. He is working the bags in Lincoln Park. So one night the Vigilante turns up from work in cowboy boots and a black vest with a hunk of tin on it, and a lariat slung over his shoulders. So I say, what's with you? You wig already? He just looks at me and says, feel your hand, stranger. And pulls out an old rusty six-shooter. Take off across Lincoln Park, bullets cutting all around. And he hangs three bags before the fuzz man. I mean the Vigilante earned his money. And the fruit is thinking, what a character. Wait till I tell the boys in Clark's about this one. And he's a character collector with standstill for Joe Gould's Seagull Act. So I put it on him for a sauce and I can make to sell it some pods. Judge said to another, be just. You can't be just, be arbitrary.
I know how you will look 2 weeks from now.
killed. Put another way, I take a picture, or rather a series of pictures of you hypnotized. Now, I put my virus negatives into your liver and vellum. I'm far to reach, remember, I live in your body. The whole hypnotized film is pre-recorded 2 weeks before the opening scene when you notice your eyes are a little yellow more than you now. Now, this is a simple operation. Not all of my negatives develop by any means. Alright, now back to basic junk. Some character takes a bag of heroin for the first time. Takes maybe 60 consecutive shots before I can welcome another addict. Room for one more inside, sir. Yeah. Taking one shot becomes mathematically probable to that. Take another, given the opportunity and to go in the range. Hey. Having taken two shots, it becomes more probable that he will take a third. One negative developed makes others almost unavoidable. The same procedure can be applied to any human activity. A man makes a certain amount of money by certain means, he will make more money by the same means, and so forth. It should now be obvious that what you call reality is a function of either silently predictable because pre-recorded human activities. Now, what could last up a pre-recorded biologic film? Obviously random factors. That is, someone cutting up my word lines and image lines at random and short. Because that method of Brian Johnson, which derives from Hermione's eyeball, planet Saturn. I've had a spot of trouble before, but nothing serious. There was Rimbo. A lot of people you never heard of for good reasons. People who got too close one way or another. There was Tristan Zara and the surrealist Lark. I soon threw a block into that. Broke them all down to window dressers. So, why didn't I stop Mr. Johnson in his tracks? I have ways of dealing with wives, guys, or I wouldn't be here, obviously. Early answer to use on anyone considering to interfere. Tricks learned after the crash. Well, perhaps I didn't take it seriously at first. Maybe I wanted to hear what he had to say about getting out. I always keep the mail moves open and tossed. Next thing, the blockade on planet Earth is broken. Explorers moving in whole armies. Usual do-good missions talking about educating the natives for self-government. And some hick sheriff from the Nova Heat charging me with outrageous colonial mismanagement and attempted Nova. They can't hang a Nova rap on me. What I planned was simply to move out the biologic film to planet Venus and start over. Take along a few good natives to start the new pitch, and for the rest, total disposal. Now that's not Nova, that's manslaughter, second degree. I planned it painless. I dislike screaming. It disturbs my medications.
Mr. Martin, in the face of the evidence, no one can deny that Nova was planned. The reports reek of Nova.
It will be obvious that I myself, an addict, can only be a determined factor in someone else's equation. The old army game. So now you see me, now you don't.
Mr. Martin, you say, give me a wall and a garbage can and I can sit there forever. Almost in the next sentence you say, all I want is out of here. Aren't you contradicting yourself?
Well, I think you are confused about the word self. I could, by God, sit there forever if I had a self to sit in that would sit still for it. I just don't. As soon as I move in on any self, all that self wants is to be somewhere else, anywhere else. Now there you sit in your so-called self. Yeah. Suppose you could walk out of that self. Some people can, incidentally. I don't encourage this, but it happens and threatens to become pandemic, so You walk out of your body and stand across the room. Now, what form would the being that walks out of your body have? Obviously, it would have precisely your form. So all you have done is to take the same form from one place to another. You've taken great trouble and pain. And believe me, there is no pain like flesh withdrawal consciously experienced. And you have gotten precisely back to where you started. To really leave human form, you have to leave human form. That is, leave the whole concept of word and image. You cannot leave the human image in the human image. You see what I'm saying? You cannot leave human form in human form. And you cannot think or conceive in non-image terms by mathematical definition of a being in my biological realm, which is a series of images. Did that answer your question? I thought not.
Mr. Martin, tell us something about yourself. Do you have any vices other than junk? Any hobbies? Any diversions?
Well, your vices other than junk I manipulate but do not share. Sex is profoundly distasteful to a being of my mineral origins. Hobbies? Yes. Diversions? Oh, I enjoy a good show and a good performer. I guess an old showman. That's right. Well, kill your audience every few years to keep them in their seats. About time to pack it in.
Mr. Martin, I gather that your plan to move the show to planet Venus has miscarried. Is that correct?
Yeah, it looks that way. The entire film was clogged.
Question. In that case, Mr. Martin, where will you go when you go?
Quite a problem. You see, I'm on the undesirable list with every immigration department in the galaxy. Who, him? Don't let him in here.
Question, Mr. Martin. Don't you have any friends?
There are no friends. I found that out after the crash. I found that out before the others. That's why I'm still here. There are no friends, there are allies, there are accomplices. No one wants friends unless he is shit scared or unless he is planning a caper he can't pull off by himself.
What about the others, Mr. Martin? The others who were involved in this crash? Aren't they still alive somewhere in some form?
To look far. They are sitting right here.
Who were these others?
There was an army colonel, a technician.
Won't you have to come to some sort of terms with your former accomplices?
To my disgruntled former associates, I have this to say. Cross me up for the countdown. You think I can't read your stupid virus mind, lady? And you technical bastard with your mind full of formula I can't read. And you, Colonel Bradley, way to shoot me in the back. A lot of you. Blind and paralyzed, I still beat you to the draw.
Mr. Martin, what sort of place did you people come from?
If you want to answer that question, young man, just look around. Just look around.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard an interview with Mr. Martin, sole survivor of the first attempt to send up a space capsule from planet Earth. Mr. Martin has been called the man of a thousand lies. Well, he didn't have time for a thousand, but I think he did a pretty good job in the time allotted. And I feel reasonably sure that if the other crew members could be here with us tonight, it would also is also the end. Ladies and gentlemen, these are actors bid you a long last good night.
Mr. Martin, hear us through the hole in thin air.
Thing police, all boardroom reports.
Now are ended. Fading out in Honolulu, New York, Paris, home, Austin. Great wind, evolving turrets, towers, palaces. Sound and image flakes fall. His dogs that were his eyes shut off. Sheets are empty. You never existed at all. I smoke you, old boy. Goodbye to William. I'll have last twinges of coffee, posting this book where the awning flaps distant thanks. Explosion splits the boat. SOS. 5 times SOS. cigarette loud and clear. Last flag fading. Rings of Saturn in the morning sky. Whatever remains could give no human contacts. Front of the hot reward business. Chinese youth sent the resistance division through tilting through pinball machine. Remember how the ship gives me. Wanted a cup of tea with whatever remains. Red knife in the heart. Day quivering its useful being. Shadow American, look in his face. Empty noon. Our actors proper the account. Sheets are empty. Many years ago, inessential word from the past. For I have known through faulty human courage to let all messages out and in, loud and clear now. Through faulty human equipment, hustling myself. Your stale overcoat not taking any dirty pictures. Twisting hole in everybody. Spilling out limestone. John Hamburger, Mary, Jackie Pluto. Had enough movies. No roof, no bueno. Yes, adios, mister. I go home having lost. Sun, I help a vacant courage to proffer the mountain wind. And I can see the flesh words answer your summons. No more falling on all flesh. Sheets are empty. Recordings remain. Last human contacts used as model for a bad move. Other identities are a rubbish heap to life form A. Better than shouts, no good, no bueno. Crime child, it's five times. Had enough flack of absent world. Child of Nova, the story over. I fold distant fingers. The doctor on stage, hand falling. Slow metal fires tap on the bloody sky. I think now I go home. Goodbye to William. You and I fading. Silence to say you are yourself, Mr. Bradley, Mr. Martin, who never existed at all. Silence to say goodbye.